Phil Taylor has had a has an issue with his knee. It was unrelated to the surgery, but we're going to place him on injured reserve. The transaction will take place sometime today. I don't know who I'll get to get with Ray as far as who will go to the 53, but we are shutting Phil down. He will get surgery, I think, sometime next week, I believe.
So is it like an ACL?
No, it's I don't want to get into the details of it, but it's unrelated to the previous surgery, but it isn't obviously an issue. It needs to get corrected.
Is it the same knee?
It is the same knee. I believe it's his right. Yeah, he's still in the protocol, which permitted him where he is in it, permitted him to do some work today. So he was limited, and we'll know a little bit more tomorrow. Yeah, losing John Hughes was a big blow. Losing Phil is one as well. That those other guys have to step up. I mean, Sione Fua has done a really good job for us. I mean, he's in the game. You don't notice him because he doesn't show up in the stat sheet. But all he does is go out there and do his job. We've gotten some real quality reps from him. His workload will have to go up. I think Dez's level of play. He needs to maintain it. I mean, he's been playing well for us, and that has to continue. But those guys all know that they need to step up. No, and I spoke on this before. I mean, that's a credit to Ray and his group identifying guys and bringing them in, and I think it's a major credit to the staff that I always say it. That's a true sign of a good coach is how well do his backups play when they have to play. And anybody can coach. You know, the starters and get them ready. And I think what's even more an accomplishment for the staff is that they did it. In year one, you're really concentrating on the guys that you think are going to be. It's hard to develop it, and that's where I think that we have a very good crew of young coaching. We have some coaching interns who kind of cut their teeth on working with those young guys and getting them ready to play. And I think it's a credit to the entire group. That he does his job. That he doesn't really go searching for production. That I think he and Witt have a very good understanding of the defense and the concepts. They communicate well. They communicate well with their corners. I think communication is a big part of what we do on the back end, and it's especially critical at home when we love it that it's loud, but that's still something that we have to factor in. That's why we play the music at practice, and when it's a home game, we crank it up when the defense is out there to force all our communication to essentially be. Nonverbal, and I think he's done a real good job of him and Witt both getting everybody on the same page. It is. Well, you'll never see us shushing our own fans at home, but it is a factor, and that's why we have the music and the emphasis, whether we're home or away. If it's an away game, when the offense is up, we'll crank it while they're trying to communicate and in the huddle and making their checks when the huddle breaks, and we do the exact same. Defensively for a home game. I mean, we want it loud. We want it that way. That's a huge advantage for us, but it can't be something that affects us. So he's a quality back. I mean, I know in the Giants game he played a lot, but there's not a huge drop off there. I mean, he's a guy that I knew coming out of LSU was a solid NFL back. Yeah, you don't know. That's just it's a tricky thing. You can have a guy that be without symptoms for a day or two, then it comes back. So it's obviously a touchy subject, and I defer very much to Joe and the medical staff as far as where a guy is. It's clear some will take longer than others. We're not sure where Badamosi is, Jordan, and then the severity of Gips. I mean, the fact that he was already cleared and he did some limited work today, can tell you that they're all different. No, I think you have to be mindful of it, and that's why if it looks like it's going to be a certain way and you get a chance to have those conditions during the week, that's why every chance we get to go outside, we'll go out unless it's just counterproductive. Today was obviously a no-brainer being inside, but I thought we got two quality days of work out in it. And I've told the players a couple weeks ago, I guess when we were getting ready to play Tampa, that the weather's not changing here in Cleveland. The franchise isn't moving, and global warming's a myth. So, I think a lot of guys are getting the taste of it. I had to give them the lecture in the team meeting today about taking extra time and being careful in the morning. And if you're late, don't rush. But at the same time, you have to be prepared for it and account for it. And we have some guys that have never seen significant amounts of snow, have never been around this, and I think they're in a little bit of shock. I mean, being a Northeast guy, I'm I mean, this is business as usual, especially coming from Buffalo. This is nothing. But no, we got some guys that have to get used to it. And as far as playing in it, I mean, that's part of it. And that's why we said a long time ago that we wanted to build a team, an offense especially, that was all weather. You need to run the football sometimes, whether it's high wind, snow, frozen field. You got to be able to do it.